Hello everyone, welcome to the Boku no Hero Academia podcast with me, Electric D. Now I know that, but it's like for all of you anime people that are listening, and because I talk about anime on this podcast because I was able to find a category that appealed to me. Now most of you are probably saying like, oh, is it Denki-kami? If you watch MHC, it's like, oh, is it Denki-kami? Oh, yeah, Pikachu. Neither. If I could, I would go as Deku. But I'm not gonna do that because that would make me feel like a weeb. And I don't wanna feel like a weeb in front of a bunch of people listening to this, but whatever. If you like this podcast, if you don't like anime, if you just found this podcast and you like anime, keep listening because this is a good podcast where we talk about anime and other manga crap. But that's what we do here. But if you don't like anime, it's like, oh, I just want this podcast for like fun and stuff. It's like, this is not fun. If you don't like anime, don't listen to this podcast. Just don't. Because, I mean, we can't. Like, I don't think so. I don't think so. But welcome to the first episode of the Boku no Hero Academia podcast. I am your host, Electric D, and let's get into this crap about this whole, about everything. Every single thing. Welp, and we're back to the BNHA podcast. So, the point, though, for me of this podcast, like, well, hold on, I forgot to explain something. So, we all know that stupid season 4 ending, where Hawks, sorry, I was dipping off my coat because I was just in the basement. My basement's super cold. So we all know that season 4 ending was very, how would I put it, kind of different because then Endeavor is now, like, you, if you're still watching this, then you probably wouldn't get half the crap I'm about to say. But so, like, the whole point is, like, Endeavor and Hawks finally, like, start to work together here. But now, then, they start to work together. They fight the Hayanoe, which I made a point. I'm going to make a point here. Look at all of the other My Hero Academia fights. Like, the one at the USJ, that took, like, 6 episodes. The one with Stain took, like, 8 episodes. The one with All for One took, like, 8 episodes. And the one for Overhaul took, like, 6 episodes. And now this one, and the Battle for Gem for Criminal took, like, 3 episodes. But, so we look at this battle, and it only takes 1 episode, which is really dumb. And also, it just, like, messes a whole bunch of things up for the perspective of this whole thing. I mean, we all look, how am I gonna explain it? Like, we all see, how am I gonna explain it? But, like, Oh, yeah. So, like, that overhaul battle, it started at 8:30 and ended at 9:15. It literally says that in the black screen points that we see in the beginning and the end and when the heck everything is going on. But that is the weird thing. And it took like 8 episodes. It looked like 8 to 10 episodes. And then there's like, oh, it's only 45 minutes. The battle only took 45 minutes long. Well, yeah. It took up basically, oh gosh, if it's a 25 minute episode, then 25 times 8. Is, hold on, I can't do that good of mental math here, so I'm just gonna go grab a piece of papel, which is paper, for all you people that know hablar español. Yes, I just said no lo hablar español, porque yo me llamo Peggy Hill. But, okay, so I want to do this math here to see how much time exactly that would take, because then it said, like, oh, it only took 45 minutes for them to do this, but let's just take up 200 minutes of your time. So, which is basically 3 hours of your time. Which is like, oh, it's only 45 minutes. Oh, yeah, but we're just gonna extend it into such a long thing that it takes a whole 200 minutes. Now, I get it here. Like, I get why they did that in the first place, because they had, like, so much stuff, like, going on in between, which is not, they had, like, so much stuff going on in between because it kept flashing between the battle at Overhaul and that weird thing when Vinai died, which really sucked because Nada was such an influential character, at least in the series. But I feel like I should have let him, like, live longer, because if the, like, the Night Eye dies. Like, the fact that Night Eye dies, it's just sad, because, I mean, he was, like, such a good character in the whole, like, series. But then, like, oh, we have to kill him, because then that's just how the story's gonna work. But I get why they would do that. But he should have lived longer, at least. Like, they should have had, like, a couple more episodes with him, or at least, like, until, like, the end of part one. But that's why it was just so... That's why most of the fandom, like, when that episode came out, in the sub or in the dub, was... Most people were like, why was Night Eye... So, like, Night Eye shouldn't have died. Yes, he probably... But, like, I get why Funimation and Hirakoshi, like, wanted to do that. But then, at the same time, you look at it in a way, Night Eye should have never died. A million should have actually died. But it was all airy. And, like, here's the thing. Like, I'm sorry for all you airy lovers. Like, oh, she's so cute. She's so adorable and all this crap. I'm kind of going to ruin this for you, but she's probably going to be a villain. I mean, her quirk is such a villainous quirk. I mean, look at it. She literally almost kills Deku. And Aizawa has to, like, use its erase quirk to, like, stop her. And, like, Deku almost dies. And then Lemillion, I feel like Lemillion should have died instead of having his quirk being taken away. Because it just makes sense. Like, yeah. And then that was that. But then that season 4 ending really knocked us off here. And I'm sorry I kind of got off topic there. But that season 4 ending really got me angry. Because I watched it, like, the sub. I watched the subs because they come out. And I'm just like, I don't care. I'm not waiting for the dubs. I'm watching the subs. Ha. Because I don't want to wait. Who would want to wait? Like, it's My Hero Academia. That's why most people are watching the subs right now. Partially because in quarantine, they're like, get Hulu. That's why most people are watching subs right now. Because the dubs are taking too long. Too long. But after that ending and then that, then we go to a shot and then it's like, Deku has a dream about all One for All and then sees, All for One finding his younger brother who started One for All. They're all looking. He's kind of trapped besides his right hand. And his right hand is sticking out. He can stick out his right hand, but he can't stick out his left hand. But the right hand thing is kind of starting up something here. Because he has a scar from One for All on his right hand. Right on his like right wrist and his right hand and his palm and stuff. And so the fact that Hirakoshi drew that up of him having his right hand be free instead of his left hand is kind of setting an example for something that's saying he has more power in his right than in his left. And that because he has a mark from One for All on his right, that is the arm that, how would I describe it? That is the arm, the most important arm for the quirk. Now, yeah, I just kind of explained why his right hand was sticking out and then after that, whoever's brother's name, I'm just gonna call him One for All Dude. So, One for All Dude, I don't know his name, because I didn't study One for All history here, so I'm just gonna call him One for All Dude. One for All Dude sticks his hand down and says, so you're the ninth, and then he wakes up, Deku wakes up, the whole window shatters, his chair falls over, and he's sitting up in bed, looking at his right hand that is glowing and panting like crazy. Like, he just got, like, freaked out. I don't know why. And then it says, to be continued, 5th season. That's an explainer for the ending sequence there. Now, I was gonna originally explain the point of this podcast, but, like, right now, because this is, hopefully I can get this crap done in about 5 months, like, I want to get all of the episodes explained. I gotta watch the episodes too, so I gotta watch the episodes, write them down as I go, make episodes, then I gotta watch all the My Hero Academia episodes, write them down, write all the details as I go, then put them on this. There we go. So, first off, My Hero Academia, we're gonna start from season one. And I'm hopefully, by the time season 5 comes out, I'm going to be done with all the 4 seasons. Explaining them at least, because if I'm not, it's just going to be such a pain in the butt. But then, There's 31 episodes. There's so many episodes. I don't think I'm going to be able to do this without cracking. But whatever, I told myself I was going to write 70 books in 5 years, and I cannot do it. I'm sorry, I cannot do it. But we're going to start explaining episode 1 in the next segment. But first, let's have a little break. Okay, and we're back with a little break. And because I kind of needed that, I mean, because I've just been up in my room all day watching King of the Hill and doing school. Yes, I'm a podcaster who does school. Ha. But, let's look at the first episode here. And for all of you weebs or people that are obsessed with the My Hero Academia fandom, you're probably gonna have at least memorized this text. He's like, the first sign of quirks was a baby born in light, and then all these supernatural. I'm not gonna say the whole thing because I haven't remembered it, memorized it yet, because I don't have enough time, and especially because I don't have the time because like my family hates watching anime, so I can only watch it in like my free time and like when somebody's cooking or my brother's doing homework. But he basically describes a quirk. It was like a baby born in light, and then quirks started appearing. Then heroes became a thing, then villains became a thing. Yeah. And then it shows him running, and then he sees a villain between Mount Lady and that weird tall robber guy. Now, for all of you people, it's like, oh, Electric D, you should know this. I mean, if you're such a weeaboo, then you should know it. But I can't, because it's too minute. It's such a small detail that not many people are gonna pick it up. Like, it's such a small detail. It's just, like, right there, and it's, like, in fine print. And I'm still not gonna be able to pick it up. Like, heck, and there's a couple of more minute details about, like, the whole series, but I can't explain those because they're too minute. It's too minute, but because there's so many minute details, and, like, but I know one of them. So, we all know, My Hero Academia, like, it was revealed in the manga, or at least My Hero Academia released. I found this out. I don't remember what source it actually came from, because it didn't come from the anime. That My Hero Academia, the first quirk baby was born in China. Which is very specific. Like, why was it China here and not Japan? But I feel like the baby should have been Japan at least. Sorry, I'm getting on my little pillow stand so I can sit up and be comfortable. But I feel like, why shouldn't it have been Japan? And it was China. But that's one of the minute details that kind of brings us to something, but that can't bring us to something. It's just, I'll talk about it later, but I don't want to talk about it right now. Please, I don't want to. So then, Zuko's running, sees the battle, but there's too many minute details, and after the battle, he's looking up, and then that guy with the weird shurikens in his head is like, oh, you're trying to be a hero, and he's like, yes, sir, and he turns out, does this weird look. Then he pulls out his notebook, and is like, writing it. I've always, like, that look, it's, like, so, that's just that look, it's one of the most, like, best, like, one of the most, one of the best, like, images of, like, Deku, like, muttering and, like, freaking out. I was like, okay, da-da-da-da-da-da. It's one of the best images in all of My Hero Academia, which is just really funny. Just really funny. But now, okay, so then, how am I going to describe this? And then, apparently, then, matters of events, he gets to school, then he gets made fun of a bunch of times. He gets made fun of a crap ton of times. Like, for example, like, for Katsuki Bakugo, who we also know, if you're on season 1, you're not going to get it, so I'm just going to spoil something for you. I'm sorry for what I'm about to do, but the other people that are on season 2, season 3, season 4, well, more like season 4, should already know this, that We all know that Bakugo likes Kirishima and Kirishima likes Bakugo. So, sorry for all you people that are like, you just ruined it for me! Yeah, I'm sorry. But I'm way ahead and I gotta talk about it right now. Because it's very important to the mind of a shipper in a fanfiction and partially the MHA fandom. So it is very important that we talk about it. And it's very important, in my opinion, but we're not going to get into that later. I'll make another episode of that. But, so then, he gets made fun of, and then Katsuki's like, oh, I'm going to go to Rui. He's like, oh, Dad, Izuku's going to have all of you ways. And Rui's like, ha, 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 ha. And then Bakugo's like, oh, I'm going to beat you even if you enroll. You don't even have a quirk. You should go take a swan dive off the building because nobody cares about you. Yada, yada, yada. Burns his notebook. He's like, ah! He's like, ah, my notebook! Like, but, yeah. He's just like, ah, my notebook. Why? Why, Katsuki? Why? And then he goes down and he finds the koi fish and he's like, great, my hero work is fish food. Which is very ironic because about the fact it is fish food. Like, not like literally, but like metaphorically it is. Because, I mean, he never needed them. He never really needed those books up until he met All Might. Like, he never needed them. So they were fish food. They were junk. They were crap. Like, they weren't going to help him until then. He thought they were. But this is just my perspective from all you other people in the fandom's perspectives. Like, oh, they were so helpful. But, like, after he enrolls in UA, you don't see him writing in those notebooks. Like, you don't see him writing in those notebooks. But he does start muttering and, like, freaking out over, like, because he's, like, All Might in the support crap, and he's, like, looking on YouTube, like, looking at my hand right now, and it's, like, is there any stuff that's going on here? But then, yeah. I don't know how to describe this. So, then they were useless. They were fish food. I don't think, this is just my opinion. I don't know if it's just sheer coincidence I'm thinking this, that, like, because she's like, man. But unless it's like, oh, they actually are fish food. Because, like, from, the end of season, like, when he starts at UA in episode 4, in, like, episode 5, how am I going to describe this? Like, he doesn't look at those notebooks anymore. Like, they're gone, okay? They're gone. And he's not going to get them back. Probably gonna come past them again once he's like number one hero, but he's probably gonna come back to them at least. But like not now, because then, like they're fish food. They're junk right now because he's not using them. He's not using them, which is very pivotal to the fact of how much he has grown since those cringy 4 episodes. And then we, of course, see Ida, like, freaking chewing him out, and they're like, oh, I'm gonna become friends with this kid because he freaking took down a whole bot but then broke his arm. Aye, 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 peoples. But, yeah. But that was way more explaining. Then he goes, he's like, it's fish food. Then he's walking through a tunnel, and then that stupid swamp Then we have an image, then there's a swamp monster, and then there's All Might, who emerges, and everyone's looking at him, and then he chases that guy down, and then as Izuku, or known as Deku, or known as also Todoroki's boyfriend, if you're a Todoroki shipper, or Uraraka's boyfriend, it depends on what you are for a shipper, and if you're not a shipper, don't listen to that crap, because you'll find more evidence that it's Todoroki or Deku or Uraraka in the future, if you're on season 1. Well, you're gonna see Deku or Uraraka season 1, but not now. Not now. We're not discussing ships because I already discussed ships too much in my life. But, yeah. So then Izuku's walking through the tunnel, and then that swamp monster appears up and is literally almost killing him. And then he's like, I can't breathe, suffocating, I'm gonna die, I'm sorry. So it was so cringy, and then Almighty's like, have no fear, because I am here. Rhymes, just perfect, Kohei, perfect. Then saves him, and then they reflash to that iconic scene of literally Almighty being like, wake up, it's time for you to wake up! Of him zapping, and then Izuku just like wakes up, he's like, thought I lost you there. It's like so iconic. It's hilarious. Like, it's hilarious. Just like the sound of him like hitting his face. It's just like, perfect. It's just perfect. And then, of course, the big battle has on. He saves Katjan. So they go back, and then they go back. They like have that. But then the bottles, he explodes out of the bottles and goes on rampage. But then he takes them, like, he gets his autograph, and then he takes them up to a building, and then he's still following him. He's like, "Kid, why are you following me?" He's like, "I need to ask you something." He's like, "Is there any way I can become a hero without a quirk?" But he gets his autograph, and he's, like, freaking passing out, and he looks like he's all loopy. When he gets knocked out, it's, like, so funny, because he looks all loopy, and he's like, "What the heck is going on here?" But then he gets an autograph, then he gets autographed by All Might, then he still holds on to him, and then he goes up to the building, they talk for a bit, and then he's like, "Is there any way I can become a hero without a quirk?" And All Might doesn't answer his question, and then that is where episode 1 ends. Now, I'm sorry for all you people, like, "Ooh, you should totally tell us." I'll tell you in the next episode, which I'm going to be doing tomorrow, but I'm not going to be able to do episodes on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Because I'm going to be going on a trip. Yes, even though the coronavirus, I'm going to be going on a trip. Because my great-grandpa is having, neck cancer and stuff. So we're going to go up to his house and we're going to take care of it and stuff. So because it's not coronavirus, don't worry. He has having, neck cancer and, neck skin cancer. I don't remember what it's called, but whatever. So I'm not going to be able to go do episodes like that. But that is where episode 1 ends. Now, I know, I really want to talk about it too, but it's just, hold on, I got a good idea. I guess I'll talk about episode 2 right now, because I can, and partially because it's just gonna get this whole thing done. But I'm gonna dive into that episode 2 in the next segment, because I can. Thank you for, that was episode 1, but now, I just came up with a plan. We're doing 2 episodes in each segment. Ha, ha, ha! So, now I got it. Then we go to that scene, sorry for my bad singing, but whatever. I don't care what you, I kind of, it's like funny, it's like people who oh, you're singing so bad. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Unless I'm singing a Little Tekka or Juice WRLD. Depends. Okay, let's go. Hello. Welcome back to the My Hero Academia podcast with me, Electric D here. Okay, now let's get back to where we were. Second episode. Ha! We all know what happens. So then they're standing there, and All Might carrying him out to the building, and then Bluster's pouring out his mouth and steam's coming off. He's like, "Dang, already?" And we're all wondering, what the heck is going on? And Izuku's holding on to him, because they could get to the building. And he's like, "Is there any way I can become a hero?" And then he describes, without a quirk, "Do you remember?" He transforms, and then just freaks the crap out of Deku. He's like, "Ah! What the heck is going on here?" And he's like, "Oh, yeah, this is my natural form. I can only do hero for 3 hours a day." Because, you know that battle I had, 5 years ago? I was like, "Oh, yeah, the one was all for one," whatever. And then he pulls up his shirt, and he shows that scar. He's like, "Half of my respiratory organs were destroyed." But that's a really funny thing, because there was a meme, and it was when your brother punches you and your mom's around, it's like, "Half of my respiratory organs were destroyed." And then he explains, and he kind of, Deku's "What the heck is going on here?" Because he's weirded out. I mean, I don't blame him. And then the fight happens. The whole fight happens. Where the Sludge Man, and, Izuku, I also forgot to explain some flashbacks, but let's just get to those flashbacks real quick. So, there's a lot of flashbacks of him as a kid, and I'm gonna try to do my best young Izuku voice, which is really hard, because of how kiddy and whiny it is. Okay, so then he's, trying to get a quirk, and then his mom, and then he's watching that video, and then we all know that kind of scene, where he's like, in that GIF, if you look at My Hero Academia on Jiffy, and it has that thing, and it's all, coloring, and his head is, bobbing up and down, and he's at a rock concert. in that video. And then after the... He wanted to get a cork so bad. Like, this was one of the very first scene that, according to fans, got them crying in the first episode. Like, the first episode got fans crying. Like, people crying. And then it's when, like, he finds out he can't be, and he's like, really? You dare oppose me, you mortal? And then the doctor explains it. Then he goes home, and he's watching the video. And he's like... And he's looking at it. And he's like, Mom, do you think there's a chance I'll become a hero like him one day? And then she wraps his arms around him, which is just the sad. And he's just crying. Like, his eyes are, like, pouring. Like, they're wide-eyed. Like, oh, yeah, yeah. I doubt, like, the Midorians have a history of crying. I swear. Literally, they have a history of crying. Like, wow. It's insane. So then, yeah. And then he's like, and then Inko, who's his mom, so I'm not crying, don't worry, wraps his arms, her arms around Izuku, and she's like, I'm sorry, Izuku, but why would she say, I'm sorry? Yeah, you should just say, it'll be okay. Why say, I am sorry? Well, my case in point, there is something that we don't know between Inko and someone else, and that's why she said, I'm sorry, because why she said, I'm sorry, is just weird. Because that was, like, so unnecessary. Like, you didn't need to say, I'm sorry. Like, you hug around and cry and say, it's gonna be okay. Like, I'll still love you. But not say, I'm sorry. Like, from a standpoint, like, you wouldn't say, I'm sorry to them unless you had something involved. Which I'll get into the next episode, because I don't want to do it right now because my brain and crap, but you can check my memes account for that thing that there's a post I made. I'll put my link in the description to follow me at my memes. It's kind of like my blog thing and stuff. So there's a, how would I describe it? There's like a blog I did. There's like a video I posted on my account, and it had Inko, like, when Deku was watching the video, he's like, when I grow up, I just want to be just like him. When I grow up, like a hero. Smiling through everything. And then she looks at him and then turns around and is like, oh crap, I've done something wrong. He doesn't have a quirk. And then the way she acts at the doctor's office is very nonchalant. Like, she's not surprised. Like, Izuku's surprised, but she's like, oh, my, I can lift small objects with my hands, and his father breathes fire. She's not, like, freaking out, like, he doesn't have a quirk. He's like, well, I don't know, but, like, she's not, like, it's being, like, very, like, not, how to describe it, it's not, she's very not being, she's not really being caring about it, like, right now. She's like, whatever, and then after she realizes something has happened, and he's sad, and then he says to the camera, and when he's watching that video, he's like, do you think I'll ever become a hero like that one day? And then she freaking cries. And says, I'm sorry, which is, like, weird. Like, why would you say I'm sorry in something like that? You should, like, grab the arms and maybe cry a little bit and then say, it's okay. It's gonna be okay. I'll still love you without a quirk. But it's just, I'm sorry. Really got me thinking, like, there's something that's going on here. But we can't talk about that right now. I'll talk about it in the other episode. Ha! So, I'll link that, my account, and I'll put that link for the, post in the description. So you can look at that, too. And yeah. So then, if that's just that scene, and then, All Might is regular All Might. He's not All Might. He's just regular Toshinori Yagi. He's standing in the corner. Izuku was like, she's like, and then the Sludge Man battle is going on, and then Izuku, and then All is like, where's All Might? He can only defeat this, and then All Might is literally just standing there like, ah, shoot, like, all these people need me, and I can't be there for them, like, to help them at least. And then freaking something that he wasn't expecting, Izuku literally jumps up from the crowd and starts to go towards the monster and pulls at Katron, and Katron's like, what are you doing, you dang nerd? And he's like, I'm trying to save you here. And he's just crying, which is kind of bringing most people to the conclusion, like, oh, Bakudeku was, like, so canon. No! Bakudeku may have been canon in those first episodes, But not now, because it's already been confirmed. Kiribaku is canon. It fits into the story. So, ha! So, for all you Bakudeku shippers, I'm sorry, it's not going to be canon. Now, I'm hoping it's Totodeku. Oh, God, if it's Totodeku, I'm going to be so happy. I make too many Totodeku fanfics already. But we're not going to get into that. And so, he's trying to save him, and then All Might is pushing through, like, the pain, because it hurts. I mean, after 3 hours, like, for example, like, every time in that 3 hours, and all the stuff he's going up, and like his power level, and then everything past those 3 hours he does is decreasing and decreasing and decreasing. And then he was able to push through the pain. It was painful, it looked like it was pretty painful, but I'm not gonna say it was painful because I mean it's All Might. So then All Might saves him, but then Izuku gets yelled at by the heroes. Which I think is the stupidest part of season one. Besides, I mean, that it's like, I don't want to die. We've only been on UA 5 days. I don't even get that. Whatever. I'll get into the episode like 13 because that was like the last episode. Ow. No, whatever. But, whatever. So then, how am I going to describe that? Yeah, and then that happens. Izuku gets in trouble with the heroes, which is the most stupidest crap ever. Like, they should be thanking him. Like, thank you for, like, trying, because, I mean, the heroes were just standing there, like, looking at, like, what is going, like, we can't do anything. Izuku just jumps out and tries to save Kachan. Or Katsuki Bakugo, whatever. He calls him Kachan, but I don't want to call him Kachan. I want to call him Bakugo. Or whatever freaking name I can come up with him. Oh, yes, King Explosion Murder. You know what? Not that episode, because then he'll get to that episode in, like, season two. So then, let me think here. Yeah. Who the? Oh, whatever. But then, what was I going to say? And then they start getting mad at him. And then after, like, he's walking home and then All Might jumps out, and I was like, told him, he's like, one for all and crap, and he's like, he describes, like, most heroes, like, the first action, they jump out, and it's like, young man, you too can become a hero, and then Deku's just crying over, like, holding his heart, I don't know why his heart, which makes no sense, he's like, holding his heart over and crying, and then, he's like, you too can become a hero, and then it's like, da 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 bum boom. I just basically clarified episode one and two. I just basically just told you guys all of episode two in 10 minutes. Ha 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 ha. Because I mean I just like the battle's long, and then, like, there's more stuff that's going on, but I don't want to talk about them, because it's just, like, minute details. Like, oh, yeah, he goes from a convenience store and comes back. I'm not gonna say that! That's, like, there's no point in, like, saying that. If you want me to say that, then I'll just, like, put the whole freaking episode in, because I don't want to, like, say, like, oh, he comes into the convenience store. Like, no. But that is today's episode. Thank you for listening to the BNHA podcast with me, Electri D. Thank you, and cut!